From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A heavy toll today for U.S. troops in Afghanistan as three helicopters went down in two separate incidents. At least 14 Americans are dead from violence there in the last 2 days. NPR's Graham Smith reports from Helmand Province.
Details are emerging about a helicopter that went down in the early hours of Monday after a firefight in western Afghanistan. A coalition mission there targeted a narcotics operation, and a transport helicopter crashed after extracting the team. The cause of the crash is unknown, but the U.S. military says it was not believed to be from enemy fire. Meanwhile, here in southern Helmand Province, two Marine attack helicopters collided in midair, killing four service members and injuring another two. Two other U.S. troops were killed in attacks in eastern Afghanistan yesterday. Graham Smith, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic opened in The Hague today, but it was immediately adjourned because the defendant refused to appear in court. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has a report from The Hague.
Karadzic, who is representing himself, claims he's not been given enough time to prepare his case. Prosecutors say that after 15 months in custody and with a team of legal advisors, the defendant should be ready. Presiding Judge Ogan Kwon said the trial will resume tomorrow with the prosecution's opening statement. If the defendant continues to be absent, he said, judges will consider appointing a lawyer to represent him. Karadzic faces 11 charges, including genocide, for the 44-month-long siege of Sarajevo and for the massacre at Srebrenica. Many Bosnian women, survivors of the war, mothers and wives of those killed and rape victims, were here for the trial opening. They voiced a disappointment and anger, and some expressed doubts they would ever see justice done. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.
Senate Democrats will continue this week their effort to extend unemployment benefits. Democrats are pushing a bill that would extend expiring benefits for another 14 weeks in all states. It would also extend benefits an extra 6 weeks in states where unemployment is above 8.5%. Republicans are unhappy with how Democrats plan to pay for the extended benefits. They have refused to let the extension move ahead through unanimous consent. Democrats have indicated that they're now open to Republican amendments. One to be offered would extend the tax credit for first-time homebuyers. That credit is due to expire next month. Prices are higher on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points to 10,057. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 25 points to 2180. Japanese share prices closed higher today as the market shrugged off a fall on Wall Street last Friday. The Nikkei average rose by 79 points, or 0.8%. It was the Nikkei's highest close in 4 weeks. This is NPR News. Many drivers crossing the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina and Virginia are being detoured because of a major rock slide. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
The slide occurred early Sunday on Interstate 40 near the North Carolina-Tennessee state line. About 100 feet of the road is covered with building-sized boulders, and officials say it could be several months before the road can reopen. The slide occurred in an area where the mountains are particularly difficult to pass. I-40 is one of the few four-lane routes across the Blue Ridge. It connects cities like Raleigh and Charlotte with Knoxville and Nashville. While the cleanup takes place, drivers are being told to use other interstates in the region as detours. The suggested route around the rock slide will take drivers about 80 miles out of their usual path. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
A wildfire burning in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California has prompted officials to order mandatory evacuations of about 60 homes. According to a spokeswoman for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, a trailer and two outbuildings have been destroyed since the fire broke out yesterday morning. Another 150 homes and 100 businesses are being threatened by the fire. Officials say that the wildfire has burned about 800 acres and right now is about 20% contained. Officials also say that winds in the area are expected to pick up and more than 1,000 firefighters are expected to be taking on the blaze today. The fire is burning near an area where a wildfire last year destroyed 29 homes and threatened Mount Madonna Retreat Center. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.